a warm welcome to this complex, which we call Pandav Bhavan. This is a very memorable and a place where the first headquarters of the Brahma Kumari started. The founder father, Prajapita Brahma, lived here from 1952 until 1969. So you can feel the vibrations, the sentiments, you know, his thought for the whole world sitting in one place. We have four important places here, which you will tour tomorrow. One we call History Hall, where you are sitting. This is where Brahma Baba come every morning to speak God's versions, discourse. And we have Baba's room, a place where he lived and did lot of meditation day and night. And then we have Baba's cottage, a beautiful place, garden, where Baba used to meet children in a very friendly way, writing letters. And then we have Tower of Peace, which is built in the memory of Prajapita Brahma. No? Each place has significance. So we say that if you want to get rid of your waste thoughts, come and meditate here in the History Hall. If you want to become equal to the Father, you meditate in Baba's room. If you want to look at God as your friend, talk to Him, make your heart light, go to Baba's cottage. And if you want to receive blessings, you go to the Tower of Peace. So I have been coming here for the past 50 years and I have had the opportunity to meet the founder father in this hall in 1968. So every time I come here, all the memories comes back. So you are very, very fortunate to have the so many hours spending absorbing these vibrations. So enjoy yourself. Welcome once again. And I think yesterday we heard about the topic on the law of karma. Is that right? Yeah? Did you like it? So what was the highlight that touched your heart from yesterday? What touched you really and changed your thinking? Can one or two of you share? From the law of karma, what touched you and brought that shift in your life? Anyone? Yes, yes, brother will translate. Why we should not take sorrow is because, again, I am committing violence on myself. Yeah? When I give sorrow to others, I am committing violence on others. But when I take sorrow, I am actually committing violence. So it is a bad karma. To that extent, I need to have attention. And I really appreciate, you know, motive, intention is very, very important. No matter what kind of action you do, sometimes it may look like it's a very good action, but motive is not clean. So it won't go into the account of good actions. So it is something practical. Yeah? Law of karma is like law of gravity. You know, it's working all the time. So it's working on all of us. And if we are aware, we can make the law of karma work for us in a very interesting way. And so today we are going to take the other part of the coin. You know, karma and drama are two sides of the same coin. One cannot exist without the other. They are like the train, rails of the train. So the train cannot move with one rail. So yesterday you have understood a little bit about karma. So now we look into the other side of karma is drama. Yeah. So how do you define drama? What is drama? Like karma, we define it as energy using matter. That is called karma. Karma is a Hindi word. Yeah, Hindi word, which means action. Action is defined as energy using matter. So what is drama? So drama is defined as the interaction between soul, God, and matter. Interaction between these three things, soul, God, and matter. That is what is called drama. And this drama of life, because soul is eternal, which means exist forever. God is eternal, and the five elements of matter are also eternal. As drama is the interaction of these three things, so drama is also eternal. Which means non-stop, continuous. So that is why, you know, in science we say it is connected with the law of entropy. You know, drama of life is something connected with the scientific law of entropy. Energy from higher level go down and reaches to the lower level, and then energy outside the universe intervene to once again empower the energy of the souls. So the drama of life continues. So, when we talk about drama, life as drama, we can also call it as cycle of life. Drama is also called cycle of life. And when I say cycle of life, which means everything on this earth is spinning in a clockwise manner. Everything is moving on this earth in a cyclic order. Say, for example, 60 seconds, 1 minute. 60 minutes, 1 hour. 24 hours, 1 day. 7 days, 1 week. 30 days, 1 month. 12 months, 1 year. So human beings can only predict up to this level. Then again another year comes. After 12 months, another year comes. Again it repeats the same way. But no one has ever able to explore and explain to us, you know, how many years it takes for one life cycle, you know, spinning off one whole cycle of life. So that is only possible by the creator, director of the drama. Because we are all involved, we are all actors in the drama. So we do not know when we came, where we came from, but we only know we are here. Yeah? like Shakespeare also said, this world is like a theater. Yeah? And we are all actors here. He never said anything more than that. Where we come from, you know, when we came, and what we are going to do after this, no explanation was given. So it is only the creator, director of the drama can explain to us the beginning, the middle, and the end of drama. So that secret, we are going to, what we have heard, we are going to share with you today. Yeah? So try to conceive as many ideas convinces you. If something doesn't fit, so it's okay. You just leave it aside. It will come back to you soon. Because it is a very deep significance that is being revealed by the ocean of knowledge, the Creator Himself. So, how many years it takes? See, you can see this picture. This is the cycle of life, okay? So how many years it took for one whole cycle? 5,000 years. 5,000 years, what we call it as one kalpa. Kalpa means 5,000 years. Just like we say 12 months is equal to 1 year. So 5,000 years is equal to one kalpa. So the cycle spins in that way. You know, within this 1 year, we have 4 seasons, isn't it? Winter, summer, autumn, spring. Again, next year, the same season will repeat at its own time. So even in this cycle of life, we have 4 parts. Just like within the year, we have 4 seasons. Within a day, we have 4 parts. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Again, it will repeat. So within this cycle of 5,000 years, we have 4 parts. And each one is divided equally. 5,000 years divided into 4 parts equally, which means each part is 1,250 years. So the first part, what we call the beginning of the cycle, just like the dawn of the day, you know, the morning of the cycle, what we call golden age. The first part, you can see here, the golden age, yellow color, which lasts for 1,250 years. Then followed by silver age, just like afternoon, after morning, again 1,250 years. Then followed by the third part, which is copper age, same number of years. And the last part is called Iron Age. So now I want you to look at this picture carefully. And I want you to tell me, where are you standing now in this cycle of life? After looking at this picture, I want you to tell me, where are you now? Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age, where are you? Iron? Iron? All of you agree? So all of you agree that you are in the Iron Age? Yes? Okay. Why do you say that? What makes you to say you are in the Iron Age? Why not in the Golden Age? Can you say some of the reason? Can you speak out? some reason to support your idea. Aggression, okay. Suffering, okay. What else? War, catastrophe, okay. Yeah. So that means it was not like that all the time. You know, it became like that now. And so we call it as the Iron Age, age of ignorance. Age of ignorance, age of darkness, age of, you know, fighting and quarreling, division. And that is why in this age, even though on one side we are advanced in science and technology, external light is increasing, but internal light is diminishing. Right? The light of the soul is diminishing, but external light is there. So, extreme, there is paradox. So that is why we are not able to experience the peace, the happiness that we want. So, everyone, you know, is calling out. Everyone is remembering that time when this world was one family. Yeah? Everyone lived together as one family. But today there is division on the land, division in the water, division in the air, division in the hearts. So everywhere it is division, disunity, disharmony. So now, even in the Iron Age, if you look at that picture, are we in the beginning of the Iron Age or end of the Iron Age? What do you think? Is it the beginning of the Iron Age night or the end of the night? End of the night? What is the reason do you say it's the end of the night? Yeah? You are correct. Why do we say it is the last part of the night? See, to make the night into day, there has to be some intervention. Night don't become a day just like that. Even in our world today, if the night has to become a day, the sun has to come. When the sun rises, darkness dispels. Right? When the sun is rising, you call that time the dawn of the day. We say night is falling, day is breaking. That is called the dawn of the day. So the sun rises to dispel the darkness. That is the physical sun. So, when there is darkness in the whole world, spiritual darkness, internal darkness, so who has to intervene? You know, the supreme light, the sun of knowledge, the supreme light has to intervene. Because, say for example, when you have little darkness in your room, you can put a little bed light. One little bed light is enough for making your bedroom bright. If there is more darkness in your home, you can put a little bigger bulb for the whole hall. If there is darkness in your city, you can put a better light. But if there is a blackout in the whole world, what to do? No physical light can help, right? So that is when the intervention of the supreme light from up above has to happen. So this is a very interesting thing to watch here. See, you can see, you can call this as a world clock also. It's a world drama or cycle of life, or you can call it as the clock, world clock. So what is the time now in the clock? Can you tell me what is the time in the world clock now? Where is the needle showing? Huh? 11 o'clock? Or even more? 2 minutes to 12. So which means that now the night is going to finish, the day is going to come soon. So that means this is a period which we call confluence age. You know, the period between end of the Iron Age, beginning of the Golden Age, the dawn of the cycle, we call confluence age, where the transformation from the night to day is happening. So when we say transformation from the night to day, which means transformation within each one of us. Transformation in the souls on this earth. So this is a very important aspect to understand, that now in the cycle of life, in the world clock, we are at the end of the Iron Age. We are in the beginning of the Golden Age. We are in the confluence age. When the supreme light has already descended to take us into light through knowledge, through meditation. You know, we have lot of academic education, right? We have lot of academic knowledge, but that is not going to enlighten me. That is not going to bring light to the soul. That is only a source of income. But the spiritual knowledge that we receive at this time from the supreme light is going to ignite the light of the soul. Now what is happening at the end of the Iron Age? The light of the soul is almost diminished. Very little flickering light is there. So supreme light intervenes to ignite, the kindle the lights of all of us. And so this period of the cycle is very, very important. So that is what we are going through. And at this time, the supreme soul from the soul world descends into the body of Prajapita Brahma, and through Prajapita Brahma, he established this organization in 1936-37. It is now since 80 years. You know, this light is being spread into the whole world. You understand? So without having the corporeal instrument, God, the supreme light, cannot share this light, cannot throw this light on us. And that is why it is very important to know that in this confluence age, the supreme light descends into the body of Prajapita Brahma, and through his mouth he speaks the knowledge of the soul, supreme soul, karma, drama, and other things. So those of us who listen to the knowledge, imbibe the knowledge, and bring transformation in our life, so we are able to move on to the better place. So this time of the cycle is very important. And once we understand the importance of this time, we are able to make use of that time to perform our action, you know, our acting so elevated that when it repeats next time, so we are able to enjoy them. So one of the secrets that is revealed by God about this drama of life, very interesting, you know, you may be a little bit, yes. See, drama is made up of two faces. Drama means always two faces. Drama cannot move with one face. It cannot be always tragedy. It cannot be always comedy. It cannot be always day. It cannot be always night. Because it is made of two faces. Sorrow follows happiness, pleasure follows pain, day follows night. And so, this tragedy and comedy is based on my karma. I create my drama on the basis of my karma. That is why, you know, what you said, whether you want to create tragedy for yourself or comedy, it is in your hand. You can make a choice. Right? You can choose the type of action you want to perform, and then you get the reward accordingly. But it is the beauty, that is entertainment. Why we call this life as drama? You know, we say in India, life is a drama, you must act it. Life is a story, you must write it. Life is a song, you must sing it. Yeah? Life is a puzzle, you must solve it. So, enjoy the life as a drama, you know, like every moment, every scene of the drama has its own significance. See, sorrow is also necessary to give me the importance of happiness. If I don't have sorrow, I won't appreciate happiness. If there is always night, I won't appreciate night. Because there is day, I appreciate the night. So that is why it is not monotony. You know, drama is not monotonous. It is of variety. So we enjoy this drama. Actually, in this confluence stage, our director is with us. So when we follow his instructions at this time, yeah, and learn to act according to his direction, so we become a hero actor. Because we become a hero actor, but this is the time he is with us to give us direction. So we need to understand the importance of this time. You know, another secret is we are creating the drama of life for the whole cycle at this time. This is a very significant time. We write our story for the whole cycle now. So we are guided by the director. So we can create our drama as great as we want. It's up to us, right? So, but then I have to remember that God will not make a choice for me. I have to choose. Yeah? He will give you guidance. Director will tell you, do this, do this. But I have to decide and do what I want. But then, once you do something in the drama, it is already shot. Right? Drama is shot. So every time you see, you will see the same scene. So this is a very interesting concept, you know, about drama is predestined. but yet to be destined. This is a very deep secret. Drama is predestined, but yet to be destined. So, whatever has happened up until now was destiny, okay? It was destined, whatever has happened. But now, next hour, how you want to shoot your drama, you still have the chance. So, it is yet to be destined. So, when I understand this, I will always have lot of hopes to improve the quality of my life, improve the quality of my acting, improve the quality of my action. So even though I may be an ordinary actor today, I can become a hero actor. It is possible. What do you want to say? No, because, see, this cycle of life is a repetition. Like, you know, after 24 hours, one day finishes, next day comes. It's a repetition of the cycle. So whatever has happened, that will also repeat. But I don't remember. This is the beauty of it, that when it repeats, I don't remember. And that is why I am able to create a new destiny for myself. It's only after something has happened, then we use the word drama. We don't use the word drama before something happens. You know, just like we don't put a full stop before you start the sentence. When you finish writing a sentence, then you put a dot, isn't it? Full stop. So in Raj Yoga, when we use the word drama, drama means it's finished. Whatever passed is finished. I don't need to worry about it. But of course, I still have the free will to create my future. So I don't need to sit down there mourning, I cannot help myself. So this takes a little bit of deep understanding of the repetition of the cycle of life. You know, there is a difference between play and drama. You know, you have heard in Russia it is two words, play and drama. Play is something that you act live on the stage. Live. It's a live acting. But drama is something like a film, you already shoot it. You don't play. So that means in a play, the actors can change. It is possible because it's a live play. But drama, it is shot. So when you see the drama next time, you see the same actors doing the same thing. It cannot be different. And so this is why I need to make myself understand that whatever I am doing now, you know, whatever I am doing, I have to be very careful because I am creating the drama of life, cycle after cycle. So the awareness I need to have is, I am in front of the camera. Every action of mine is being shot. So then I will always have attention on what I am speaking, what I am thinking, what I am doing, what vibrations I am emitting, because everything is being recorded. And it will repeat again. So this awareness will make me have attention to keep my action more elevated. But before that, what is very important for you to understand is, now the time of the cycle is very crucial. You know, just like some of you said, the clock in the world clock is showing 2 minutes to 12 o'clock. What it means? 2 minutes to 12 o'clock, what it means, that only that little time is left for the transformation of the night into day. Whether I change or not, the clock will move, right? The time will change, but if I can change myself together with the time, I will get the benefits. But if I don't change myself, the time will not wait for me. You understand? So, once it is 12 o'clock, which means the night finish, PM finish, AM begins. So, all souls on the stage who are here now, they will all have to go back home to the soul world. That's what you see there. All the souls, whether they want or not, they have to return to the home. So that is why God comes at this time, not in any other time. Because this is the time He becomes a liberator, He becomes our guide, and takes us back to the home from where we came. So then the new scene will begin again, the golden age. So if I want to come back, to the golden age, the first part of the cycle, I have to create my karma matching with that period of time. My karmas now should be so elevated that it can match with that time of the golden age. So even to return home, you know, this is the message God is giving now. Even to return home with Him, because we have to return as we came back from the soul world. So how did I come back when I came in the beginning? Very clean, very pure, very, you know, perfect. So now I have lost all those qualities, perfection, purity, everything, cleanliness. So now I have to bring back those qualities into my life through self-realization, through God-realization, self-transformation. I return to my authentic self. You know, it is like returning to the roots, returning to the foundation. So when I regain that original authentic qualities, so I return without any kind of punishment. But if some flaws are left, I have to be purified. So that is why God gives us the choice. Either you choose to meditate, have yoga with me, take power from me, and purify yourself. So you can go home without any dishonor, with dignity. But if any flaws are left, you know, because sometimes we take it for granted, it's okay, it doesn't matter. You know, everybody else is making the same mistake. If I make it, doesn't matter. So we take it for granted. Then those flaws will allow me to stop. So I have to settle those accounts and then return home. So what message we get from this cycle of life is, it's now time for us to return home, because the drama is coming to an end. How do you know that we are in the last scene of the drama of life? You know what happens in a physical drama? When it is the last scene of the drama, all the actors, all those who participated in the entire drama, they come on the stage. Right? And then they bow. And then the curtain falls. That is the end of the drama. No, it is a transformation. We don't use the word killed.
You know, it's a kind of transformation that happens. Because it's a transformation. We don't use the word killed. You may use the word transformation, little bit milder word. It don't make you feel frightened, you know. Yeah? You're okay to use the word transformation? Yeah. So, the curtain will fall and all actors will return home. So, you want to go home or stay here? You want to go home or you want to stay here? Yeah.
Om Shanti. Welcome back. Did you enjoy your break? Surprise. Yeah? Good surprise. I just thought that we just recollect what we have heard in the last hour. Just in essence. So what we have been talking is the cycle of life, how it spins, you know, which is also connected with the law of entropy. So in the beginning of the cycle, the energy of all souls is on a very high level. Energy of souls, because they just come from the soul world, pure energy, high level of energy. So everything at that time is perfect. Yeah? There is harmony in human beings, harmony among animals, harmony in the nature. Everyone live together as one family, no division, golden age. Then, of course, the energy is being used, so the energy level will become little bit less when it comes to the silver age. But still, the life is not much difference. Still they have divine qualities, still there is peace, still there is happiness, oneness. Now that is why we call half of the cycle golden and silver age as heaven. Heaven, paradise, you know, land of happiness. Then from copper age, the energy level drops even further. Because something drastic happens when we enter into the copper age. There is the, you know, forgetfulness of one's own self. Who am I? We begin to identify ourselves as the body, and gradually we begin to identify others as bodies, and the negativity begins to creep slowly. So energy level drops. And of course the population keeps on increasing from golden age, silver age, copper age, it is more. So by the time we reach to the iron age, we have lost almost the energy within the soul. We have become like a bankrupt. You know, spiritual bankruptcy. All the values are lost, virtues are lost, character was lost. So that is the time we are seeking. We are looking towards that highest energy to fill ourselves. So as I said, you know, for every point source of energy, there is an energy outside the universe. That supernatural energy intervenes at this time, end of Iron Age, beginning of Golden Age, to refill the souls again, recharge the souls, rejuvenate the souls. And that is what is happening now. Yeah? So, you know, at the end of the Iron Age, there is a total energy drop. And so, that is the time we are looking towards the higher source of energy to recharge ourselves. So that is what we saw here in this cycle of life. end of Iron Age, beginning of Golden Age, the confluence age. Now, your question was, when we said 2 minutes to 12, what it means, huh? How much time? 2 minutes means how much? You want to know, right? So why we say 2 minutes to 12? Because since Shiv Baba came into the body of Brahma in 1936, 80 years have already passed. Lot of time has already passed. And then the clock is moving. The time is moving forward. So it shows. So there is a message from Dadi that you have not met Dadi personally. So they are saying that Dadi is meeting the UK Europe group. So they are inviting you to join them. What you want to do? You want to accept the invitation and join Dadi upstairs? Yeah? You haven't met Dadi personally because then there is no time again. So this is a personal meeting in a way. Yeah? Yeah, is that okay? So this lesson we can continue. This is a golden chance. So I just complete this. So this 2 minutes means a little time is left. Little time, which means 80 years have already passed. Now, the transformation can happen anytime. The day can change into light, night. Like 1 minute to 12 means when it is 12 o'clock, the night changes. So this is a message from God that now time is calling you to change yourself, because the shift in the clock will happen soon. If you don't change, time will not wait for you. And so better I look at myself and bring whatever transformation I need to bring into my life. Whatever negativities I have, change the negativity into positivity, you know. Change the devilish nature into divine nature. Make my life like diamond. That is why this is called diamond age. And in order to do that, we are taught this spiritual knowledge and meditation. So that is what it means. 2 minutes means little time left. Not much time. Of course, it will not be told to you 1 month or 1 year or something like that. That will not be told, you know, but at least the message is very little time left. So I should not waste my time. I should not delay doing good thing for myself. I should bring the values and virtues into my life so that I am able to uplift my life. Yeah? So just remember that the time is calling you to change yourself. So now don't waste your time postponing. We always say in India that you must never procrastinate. When you want to do something good, you must never procrastinate. So do it now. Now or never. Brahma Baba also liked this slogan. Whatever you want to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you want to do today, do it now. Now or never. Delay is danger. So take this message with you. And you go faster than anybody else. Okay, we accept the invitation from Dadi. We join Dadi upstairs. Okay. This is called drama. This is called drama. No, what I mean is this is called drama. Last 5,000 years ago, at this time, we went there.